Yo, it's Cam. Big Boys episode part two.
Part two, yeah, gave you a two.
You know.
Part two.
We want to get into it. Got a couple things to talk about today. You know, a couple things going on. So, first thing we want to talk about is the Heat potentially sweeping.
Yeah, we're watching the game right now, game four.
Game live, and unfortunately, that boy Greek Freak just got hurt. His ankle, like, he got rolled.
Yeah, he went up for a layup. He didn't plant it, right? He just rolled it on the way up.
He lucky out. And, you know, let's be real. Without Greek Freak, there's no chance. There's none.
Even with Greek Freak, there's no chance. It's 3-0 already.
I mean, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they lost a chance.
Yeah, and, you know, I was talking to Gabe earlier. I was saying that the fact that Orlando even got – no disrespect to Orlando, but I'm sorry, like –
Orlando's ass.
They're pretty bad.
They suck. I'm pretty sure they was only in the bubble because they from Orlando.
Yeah, exactly. And they only got the fact they even got one game on the Bucks was saying a lot.
Yeah,
it was saying a lot. So, I think that Heat's gonna go all the way. Even if they potentially have, you know, quotation marks that they do lose this game, they're gonna win. They're definitely gonna win the whole series.
The Heat's
gonna win. The Heat's gonna win. You know, I know it was said the other day that he's Pippen and he needs his Jordan.
I don't think that. You know, maybe just a better supporting cast because you just like Miami is a team. You know, they play like a team.
Yeah.
Even when Jimmy doesn't go off, they still get somehow win with everybody else they have. I mean, when Jimmy goes off, they win by a whole bunch more. You know. Yeah. But it's a team sport, like, you know, like we said the other day. And I guess just getting Jan, I don't know about better teammates. He has a pretty good team. But I guess he's just choked.
I don't think it's choking, because like you said, like, nobody in the Heat side is really like a LeBron or like a
Curry, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, Jimmy doesn't like being disrespected. He just said the other day, like, what was it? That y'all thought I was trash at basketball or something like that.
Yeah, like y'all really think I can't play basketball. And I think he plays good basketball, but he's not like a Curry or LeBron or like a top tier. But they synergize well. They're really good as a team. And I think they understand it. So they know each other's pros and cons. And I think with the Bucks, I think they just don't have that connection right now.
I would say, yeah, because Giannis, his number's been okay.
Yeah.
Close to triple doubles every game, but he does be going like his percentages are awful.
Yeah.
He shoots a lot of shots and he misses a lot of shots right now.
Yeah.
And he went like 0-for-9 game 3 from 3 or something like that.
So that's the thing we you know, I don't know if he's a Pippen and he needs a Jordan, but I, you know, why not pull a KD? You know what I'm saying? Like people give KD a lot of, you know, right for that. Like, oh, he switched teams, whatever like that, like he's a bandwagon. The man has skill and he deserves a ring. So he went to a team that could give him a ring.
Yeah, but just you don't go to the team that beat you 3. You don't. You was up 3-1, and they came back and beat you, and
he realized that.
Team.
I don't know. I mean, I feel that, but I think he realized that.
Like, man. What? Like, you know, I understand joining another team, but like when LeBron went to Miami, Miami wasn't a top team. You know.
Yeah.
They had D Wade, but you know, they wasn't like. They didn't win 73 games, or they didn't win 2 rings before he joined.
I mean, I understand it. I definitely understand it. But, I mean, it was still a good team. It was D-Wade and Chris already on there. Chris Bosh.
LeBron and Chris Bosh came, like, around the same time, though.
I mean, yeah.
But, you know, KD, he joined a team that whooped his ass last year. And that was just a bitch move to me. I don't think Giannis should go join the Warriors like people were speculating. A lot of people were saying him to join the Heat, too. But that kind of be like what KD did, you know? He gets swept by the Heat this year. Then next year he goes, I think 2021. He should be a free agent.
Yeah.
He goes, joins the Heat.
I don't know. I mean, I see what you're saying, and I kind of do agree. But at the same time, I don't know if that's fully a bandwagon thing. I feel like Giannis should not leave this league without a ring on his hand. And, you know, people on his team are not bad. Like, Bledsoe is not bad.
Chris Middleton.
You know, they're not bad players, you know. But, I mean, Greek is, when he is playing, Greek is putting up the numbers. Nobody's really standing out right now. And it just sucks. And I definitely think that he needs to make a move. I think he needs to make a move. So,
or maybe even the Bucks make some moves to help him out.
I mean, you know, that's what you would think, right? Like, they need to do it. But, and no disrespect to Heat, because I think Heat deserves this. I think Heat is actually playing. It's not like they just winning.
They've been playing like crazy.
Yeah.
Let's say, so, there's no way Heat are losing this series at all.
Yeah.
Next series, they will either have Boston or the Raptors. They're tied up right now 2-2. Who do you think will win?
I'm going for Heat again.
You think he could go all the way to the finals?
Yeah, if it was Heat and Raptors, I think the Raptors had the same thing that he has, as far as the teamwork kind of like love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it'll be a nice thing to see, but I just think there's nobody like Jimmy on the Raptors, if that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like people look at Kyle Lowry,
he kind of like that too, yeah.
But Jimmy is really like, you know, we're going to play basketball today. And if y'all not playing basketball, do not speak to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think nobody on the Raptors like that.
And that's why I think like a lot of his past teammates say he was like tough on them.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of the same shit Jordan did, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Kobe, if you're not going to play, get off my team.
Yeah. Basically, I mean, yeah. And that's why they won games. That's why they won games, because you need tough love. Like, I'm pretty sure Kobe was on court saying, like, you know, don't speak to me or don't come to me if you're not going to play basketball. You know what I'm saying? Good basketball. But on the court, like, he wants to win games. He wants to win championships. You know what I'm saying? He wants more rings. And he had to play tough love. So, I definitely think Jimmy Butler is a good mindset for the people on the court.
It's just the Heat culture, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I love it. But, yeah, I definitely think Heat has the upper hand on the Raptors as well.
You think so on the Celtics as well?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, I think I think Celtics vibe well together, but I also don't think there's nobody like Jimmy on that team. So, I mean, we'll see. But I think he got it.
Yeah.
I think he got it.
Let's go.
But with that, we just want to talk about the first Lakers loss.
Yeah, that was a tough one to watch. For me especially, I was just trying to chill. I was playing. I think I was on Call of Duty playing, watching the game as well. I was playing with a few, I think.
Yeah, we was on the game.
And, you know, first quarter was pretty close. You know, Russ was going off. LeBron was going off. And as the game kept going, you know, Lakers kind of, like, shut down a little bit.
Yeah.
The Rockets just kept going. I do want to say, I feel like James Harden, he gets every single call.
He's really good at pulling those.
Like, you know, that nigga could be playing against somebody invisible, and he would still get the call.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. He had, I think, 9 free throws in the first half.
Yeah.
And, no, he had, like, I don't know if it was 11 for the game or, like, it was something crazy, but, like, he had 25 in the first half, too.
Mm.
And then fourth quarter, LeBron only accepted one shot in the fourth quarter.
Really?
Yeah.
Only attempted one shot?
Yeah.
Really?
He was like 10 for 15. Wow. For the game, but he only shot once in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, he did say he was filling out the game. You know what I'm saying? I don't think LeBron makes excuses, so I definitely believe him.
I mean, I've seen a lot of posts that he does do. He loses game ones a lot, and then he comes really back does. Like 4-1, 4-2. And yeah. It's just, you know, it's crazy. Imagine how good you got to be to let a good team like the Rockets have one game.
Yeah.
And then come back and just whoop their ass.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie, Russ was kind of shaken up last night. LeBron did him dirty last night.
Oh, you saw the dunk?
Twice.
Yeah.
But just the dunk, but also the block. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
the dunk was kind of nasty, too.
Oh, the dunk was nasty. I've seen so much shots on that goddamn dunk, dog. It's wild. And, you know, Russ too small for LeBron.
Yeah, I think so.
Let's just be realistic, dog. Like, and a lot of people are, but Russ is just too small for LeBron. So
I think you got Lakers winning tonight?
I do. I believe LeBron. I believe that he would just
feel
them out.
It was a feel-out game.
Yeah. And he understood the strengths and the weaknesses of the other team, and he's going to exploit them, though.
I mean, yeah, probably the same thing what they did to the Blazers. Like, they lost game one. What, Dame had 40? 30?
Yeah.
And then after that, he was in lockdown.
Yeah.
And then he got injured. He left, obviously. But, you know, 4-1.
Yeah. All we waiting for now is that LeBron playoff look. It's over. You know, that little on his knees looking at you menacingly, yeah.
Or the black jersey. LeBron in a black jersey is crazy.
I thought it was going to be doing mama jerseys for the rest of the season.
I don't know. They wore it once. I thought it was every game after the second round.
That's what I thought.
But I'm not sure. They'll probably bring it out some game.
They need to bring it back out, man. They need to just do it all for Kobe, in my opinion. But
yeah, I mean, if they put him in that Mamba jersey again, they're probably going to go undefeated the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, man, they need, because that's who was looking over them the first round, man, Mamba. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but like I said, I have Lakers. I know you got Lakers.
I got Lakers. I think they're way too small about the Lakers.
Yeah.
The Rockets are way too small. At some points, they had Harden on AD.
Yeah, you were telling me.
And AD was just like, you know, go right around him or just shoot it over him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, I think the Lakers are going to be too much for the Rockets.
Yeah. I agree. I think the Lakers are just too big and honestly too good. I mean, AD by himself is an anomaly. It's a big man who can do really good numbers with shooting.
And like you said, Russ is probably one of the best defenders on the team.
Yeah.
And I know Harden has had a couple good plays, defensive plays, but I don't. He's not going to be able to keep up with LeBron and AD. So, yeah. You know, LeBron's just too big and too strong.
Yeah. I do agree. I also want to touch on football a little bit. I'm a little bit more football inclined than Gabe here, but, yeah, you know, we're going to try to get that up there soon. But I just want to touch on, like, the Bucks. I think...
Bucks? They got a Bucks in football?
Yeah, the Buccaneers.
Oh, okay.
Tampa Buccaneers.
You got Tom Brady, right?
They got Tom Brady. They got Gronk, too.
I thought he retired.
He retired, and he came out of retirement because Brady was, like, come play. And he's like, okay.
Yo, I saw him in wrestling, I think, in WWE.
Yeah, that boy Gronk is doing numbers, dog. He's trying to do everything he can. But Gronk,
I seen, like, his parties on Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Gronk is a party dude, but I think he's a cool guy, too. Yep. You know what I'm saying? I think he's a pretty chill guy. He's fun-loving and stuff like that.
So he told him come play, and he just, like,
yeah, that's pretty much how it went, dog. Like, he retired. Brady was like, I'm not done playing. He went to the Bucks.
And they played on the Patriots together, too, right?
Yeah, they did. They did. And they had good synergy. And people always talk about Brady and this and the third. He's old.
Brady's like 50, right?
Brady's up there in age. I don't know exactly.
He's like 70 and still, what, MVP? He MVP or no?
I don't. He didn't win the last one.
I think Lamar Jackson, right?
Lamar Jackson won the MVP, actually, yeah.
I don't even know about Lamar Jackson because that boy we used to work with, he was a little dick riding Lamar Jackson.
Fan. Oh, yeah, let's not talk about him. But Lamar Jackson is nice. Lamar Jackson is nice. Actually, my favorite player. We come from the same spot too. But you know, like I said, they right now they have Brady, they have Gronk, and I think they just signed Leonard Fournette, and this is like this huge guy, one of the best running backs, and they just cut him from the Jags, and like right now that offense is looking dirty. So I definitely think they're gonna have some numbers to play with and stuff like that. You know, rest in peace, Jameis. I hope Jameis finds another team that'll do him good.
What about Patrick Mahomes? He's the MVP, right?
Of the finals, he just got a stupid contract. Oh, crazy like dumb contract.
I saw it was like 10 years or something?
A 10-year, $400 million something contract. $460 million, I believe. Yeah, man. He getting paid $500 million.
He was it's not the finals, right? It's Super Bowl.
He won.
Super Bowl, right?
He won Super Bowl.
That's what it's called, though?
Yeah.
He got Super Bowl MVP, too, right?
Yeah. I'm being real with you. You know, people... My thing is, okay... The reason why I love Lamar, because I think he came back and did what Michael Vick and they were doing back in the day. Like, Lamar, right now, it's a game that's hard to handle. You know, like, for me, when you're playing a game, when you don't know if he's going to run or throw the ball, that always going to disrupt any offense or defense. I mean, defense, really. And Lamar is doing it so well, and he even inspired other quarterbacks to start doing it. And it's just great to see. And Lamar Jackson, to me right now, he's a role model for a lot of these quarterbacks, and he's doing a good job. Don't get me wrong, Patrick Mahomes, I mean, he's a scrambler as well, but Patrick is a shooter. He'll see somebody and he'll dot it. The angles he makes and stuff like that. But also respect to Russ, because I think Russ is the background for a lot of these folks too, you know. So Russell Wilson, shout out to him.
But that one that took Future Girl, right?
Yeah.
That's the only way. I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. No. I don't watch football.
Yeah.
But I just, you know, I seen the memes about he took Future Girl and stuff.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's him, good old Russ.
But I seen a lot about Cam Newton. He was like injured or something. He got released, and he went to the Patriots.
Yeah, Cam was actually on the Patriots now. He's starting, as well, and. Yo, Bill?
Is he good or?
Cam is real good. Yeah. Actually, he's another one who's a really good scrambler.
So why was he like kind of like a mellow, I guess?
Yeah,
he was
just released injury. Then?
Okay,
it was injury and because he didn't. I don't think he finished last season. For the Panthers. So he got released and you know Bill Belichick picked him up right after whatchamacallit left. And if you see the memes, Bill Belichick will turn any player from freaking a nobody to somebody. You know what I'm saying? And he'll do it. So we'll see. And you know, also Sony, I think he was released, if I'm correct. Sony Mitchell, the running back, which sucks. But you know, we'll see. If I'm wrong, I'm definitely sorry. I do think that's what I did see in the news recently, that Sony Mitchell was released. So But we'll see. Like I said, Bill Belichick is a great coach for a reason. A lot of people think that he's a good coach just because of his team that he had. Could be true, but I don't know. I definitely think Bill has a couple tricks up his sleeve still, so we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, football season's about to start, and, you know, we're going to be excited for that. We're going to be excited for that, so.
Do they have a bubble as well, like the NBA does?
I don't think so. I think what they're just going to be doing, though, is just, like, some games are going to be no players.
What do you mean no players?
Like, no players in the crowd, or no fans in the crowd.
They're going to have fans?
Well, none in a couple of games. Okay. I don't know if after that they're going to have fans again. Because, I mean, I guess for people now, they believe that Corona is starting to die down. So,
you believe that, though?
I don't know. It's for me, I don't want to, like, disregard the flu. But I don't know nobody who's really caught it. You know, at least immediate to me.
I mean, nobody that I know close to me has had it. I mean, I guess people that work with me at my old job.
Yeah.
That, you know, I told you about that. They kept sending me home and stuff because people were getting sick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm working from home now, so I'm not really out there too much. I'm not seeing people sick or anything. I mean, you know, hopefully stuff does die down because, you know, I'm tired of this mask stuff.
Yeah,
especially
man.
The heat.
Oh. I'm not going to lie to you right now.
About to start working out too?
Yeah.
Tomorrow? Oh, man.
Look, I'm not going to lie to y'all. Your boy ain't rich. My car right now don't got no AC.
Oh, boy.
All right. Places of me are sweating that should not be sweating. Okay. What is it today? It's like 90-something at least. And that's like I know it's not Texas or whatever, but I'm telling you, like, Florida's hot.
When we went to go get lunch, I felt like I was dying.
Dog. And it was like a little food truck, and we was outside. And
oh, yeah. And then I was like, yo, pull up your car. I'm like, wait, your car don't even got AC.
Look, man, it's hard out here for a pimp. You feel me? Like, I'm struggling, okay? But I'm going to make it.
By the way, I do got gas. I was just lying. I don't want to drive nowhere.
All right, it's going to be only a one-person podcast today. I'm going to kill this kid. I'm going to let y'all know. So if y'all don't hear from Gabe no more, you know, if you do what y'all want to, call the police or what. But, hey, he did.
I paid for the food, though.
He did pay for the food.
And it was some good food.
It was pretty good.
I had, like, 5 bites, but...
I don't know. I had, like, this little cheesecake.
Frappe?
That'd be on fire. I ain't gonna lie. They put cheesecake. They put two little Debbie cakes in there.
Yeah.
And the strawberries with chocolate on it. Nothing with dummy, boy. Nothing with dummy. Shout out to those people. What they name is?
I don't know.
Some Spanish people. But they was fire, though.
They had the whole family in there, though.
The whole family's cooking. And
I saw the grandma outside cleaning, and I peek inside the truck. I see the grandpappy in there cooking. I'm like, oh.
The father was out there dancing. You know what I'm saying? And I think some cousins out there, bro. It's a family affair, bro.
Yeah, and those, you know, those girls will be playing over there.
Nah, for sure. So.
And that, we saw a car wash on the way back home. And
the bikini car wash.
Yeah, I've never seen that in real life.
Nah, that was wild.
It was crazy.
I was going to take a left, but...
I mean, I told you, you're turning in there.
I was like, nah, we got to go make this podcast, bro. So, you know, we here. But, On to the next topic. So, I want to talk about the Cold War leak. Did you watch the video by chance?
I saw a little bit of what you sent me.
Okay.
I think we was on Discord when you showed it to me.
Yeah.
And it looks pretty dope.
Yeah.
I like the little VIP thing they were playing. I think that's what it was called.
Mm.
I think it's like you protect the VIP or something.
Yeah.
It looks good though. I like it.
Yeah. I mean,
and you were saying like got the Black Ops 2 vibe, but like Modern Warfare graphics.
Yeah. Something. I mean, exactly that. That's the biggest thing I wanted. Because I think Modern Warfare plays good. I think some of the games are straight trash.
Minus
like
all the tryhards that be in there.
Exactly.
You know, it's a good game.
But shipment and spawns.
Oh man, the spawns are fucked. I mean, you know, I gotta say it like that.
It's bad, and he's right. It's bad. It's straight bad, and Rust too. Like if you're playing anything with Rust, spawns on that could be bad.
I don't know. When we were playing earlier, I spawned 5 times, and every time I spawned, there was somebody already behind me shooting.
And it's like that every game.
Or like I was spawned directly like where I died.
Yeah.
In middle of the, you know, the guy spraying his gun, and I just died again.
Yeah. And I don't remember shipment being that bad. So I don't understand why they can't get the spawns correct. I just don't know what the algorithm is, but it's bad.
Maybe it's because there's so much movement and stuff.
But it's only 10 players in there. I'm sure there was only 10 players on that shipment too.
But I mean, even when I be playing, you see how much I be running around the map though.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially,
I mean,
like, I don't know, man. The shotgun people too.
Oh, I'm one of those people. I pull on my R90 Origin, whatever it's called, the fire bullets. I'm out there. I'm cutting.
I try not to. I always try to start off with like an SMG, or I've been using the AN-94 a lot. But that first time I got to a shotgun,
you just
I
pull out
a 725.
Because somebody in that, I can't. You're not gonna run to a match where there's only pistols or SMGs or whatever like that. It's gonna be a shotgun with one in one person's hand.
Yeah, it's just It's the first time, though, you know. Platinum 725, no stock, riot shield, C4, I pull everything out.
Yeah. He's pulling all the stops. Okay. I mean, I don't blame him, though. You know, it's that bad. But back to Cold War, I definitely think it's looking like a good game.
Yeah.
I love that it looks like a new game, so they haven't went back to an old engine or something like that. I love the mechanics of Modern Warfare, and I love the gameplay of Black Ops 2, and I think those two mixed together makes a great game.
How do you think it's going to look on next gen?
Oh, I think it's going to look beautiful. Yeah. I think it's going to look beautiful. Right now, I'm primarily PC. I love my PC games, but I do have a PlayStation 4. That's in Fort Myers. But I do have a PlayStation 4. And, you know, you can't beat exclusives. You know what I'm saying? Like, Uncharted.
Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
I haven't played the second one just because I don't want to spoil it, but it made me mad a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, I'm livid. I watched some videos because Gabe was actually telling me that was rough. And I watched some videos. I legit almost flipped my computer off.
It got spoiled for me, basically. I went on break from work, and, you know, I'm just on Instagram, and they showed the clip.
Yeah.
I think we hopped on the game when I got off work. I told you.
Yeah.
I let you know. Like, you want me to tell you, and you know, you gave me permission to tell you. Spoiled a little bit. But, yeah, you know, I didn't like it that much.
Yeah. We're not going to spoil it, but if y'all see it, if y'all haven't seen it yet, do yourself a favor and watch the first hour and a half, maybe. And if you play the first one, you're going to get hurt. All right, I'm gonna stop talking about it though. But I do think Cold War is gonna look great on the next gen. I'm excited to see it. I think it's gonna be a good game. I think Treyarch really hit the ball on that one. Really hit the mark.
You know what I don't like though?
What's that?
The voice actor for Woods is not the same guy from first and second.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it on TikTok actually.
Does he sound the same?
I haven't heard him talk in the new game.
Yeah.
But the Woods actor, from the original actor, he was talking about it. How he thought, you know, he would have been better, you know, to recast it. He played the character for 11 years. He said it would have been better if they just let him, you know, continue playing the character.
I wonder why they didn't bring him back.
I'm not sure.
I wonder why they didn't bring him
back. He wasn't knocking the new guy or anything. You know, he said, I'm sure he's going to do great. But he said he would have loved to keep, you know, kept playing the character.
Nah, you have to bring back the OG. You know. Well, we'll probably find out a reason soon. But I'm hoping the campaign is cool. Like, you know, what I liked about Last Modern Warfare, because I like games like this where it's kind of gritty, and I thought Last Modern Warfare was really, like to make you feel like, damn, this is war. You know what I'm saying? And Ronald Reagan is in this new Modern Warfare. Yeah. And I just thought that was dope. Like,
Call of Duty?
Yeah, and then, I mean, new Call of Duty. And, you know, people don't really like it, but I love how we're getting into politics in our... I mean, some people don't care, but I like it. I like that we get into like these realistic conflicts, and
I don't mind it.
I love it.
Yeah, you know, like the politics and all that. I don't mind it. You know, as a snowflakes and stuff.
Well, yeah. But I mean, it's stuff we have to face anyhow. You know, if this is based off of true events, off of real Cold War events, why not learn it and play the game and enjoy it as well? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I like it. I think that's a dope little move, and the fact that they have Ronald Reagan in there. With whatever voice acting that they did, or you know, however they got that in the game, I think it's dope, and I'm down to play the campaign because I love playing campaign.
I didn't play it that much. I didn't beat it.
Okay.
The Modern Warfare one. I mean, it's been strictly since I got it. It's been multiplayer, and then Warzone when it came out.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean,
there's always, you know, back then I used to play the. Cause I didn't have a lot of friends, you know, back then growing up, because you know we was moving everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just mostly my brother, but my brother was out back in Puerto Rico and coming back and stuff. So it was just, like, campaign, you know, multiplayer with just, like, randoms and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I play campaign. But now, you know, I got, like, I only got, like, 4 friends now. But, you know, y'all my boys. I'll be blowing up my phone all the time to play and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a little different now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I like playing campaigns. I thought the campaign was really good inside Modern Warfare. And I'm stoked for this one, but I do think multiplayer is going to be really good.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see it.
Multiplayer review on September 9th, I think.
The 9th, 10 a.m., if I'm correct, Pacific time. So, I mean, I believe I'm going to tune in. Are you going to watch it?
I don't know. I mean, I might. I'll probably just see what you got to say about it.
Okay.
Because they usually like, tell me stuff like that. I might watch a little bit of it, though.
We'll see. If you guys watch it, you know, drop a link in the comments. I also understand that we haven't posted in like a day or two. Forgive us. We're gonna be posting today.
Yeah, we've been trying to keep it on like story at least.
Yeah,
been posting a couple stories and stuff.
Yeah, but we can get back on the ball. If y'all listen, you know, we apologize. But also, The Avengers came out Friday.
Yeah.
How you feel about that?
At first, I didn't think I was gonna like it when I saw the trailers and stuff. But I don't know. I've been seeing a lot of things on it. I think it's a dope game. I definitely want to play it. I seen some people say it's a good game. It just has a couple of bugs, but I do want to try it out. And it's co-op too. So
yeah. Oh, I'm down. And like,
and I'm pretty sure you got like main character. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how it works.
Well, I think you can play as any of the Avengers.
Yeah, but like you run a main probably. I don't know if it's like a level up system.
Well, yeah, I think you can if you play the Hulk, you Hulk for the whole mission. You don't get switched around and stuff like that. And yeah. Stuff like that. So
who do you think your main gonna be?
Honestly, either Thor or Iron Man. Probably Iron Man.
Yeah, I think
Spider-Man if I get it. But
yeah, I think Spider-Man's only on PlayStation though.
Yeah.
But I've seen Thor is like the most powerful one or something.
I know, but Iron Man has just always been so cool to me because the thing I like about certain characters is like how realistic it can be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I like Batman a lot too. Like, Batman is actually a realistic character. You know what I'm saying? And Iron Man, even though it's still pretty far-fetched, you can build a robotic suit.
Basically, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Thor is a god. You know, so don't get me wrong. I love Thor.
Yeah, you could be the God of Thunder one day. you could get injected with some serum and become, you know, Captain America.
Captain America also believe too. I think Captain America's pretty realistic.
The Hulk. What happened to the Hulk? Radioactive something?
Yeah, radioactive. Yeah. I mean, but I don't know. I like Iron Man a lot though. Iron Man, he just builds a suit and he becomes Iron Man.
You watch Endgame yet?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
It might be Raymond I'm talking about then. I don't think he's seen it yet. Mm. But okay, all right, go ahead.
Excuse me. Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. I definitely want to get it, play with Gabe and all the boys and stuff like that. I think that'd be a fun game. What you guys think about it? I definitely want to hear you guys' opinion.
I wish it was cross-platform.
I wish it was cross-platform too, but I guess because of the they should make it cross-platform. I think that should be a standard now. Yeah. I understand that
for every game it should.
Yeah, you know, I mean. Just because my homeboy's on Xbox shouldn't mean I can't play FIFA or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I mean, even though Xbox players are trash.
I mean, exactly. You know, it's a given. But don't buy Xbox. But if you do buy Xbox,
you know, if you do make the mistake, you can't return it, or you can't, you know, get the money to buy a PS4 too, PlayStation 2. You know, you shouldn't get knocked for that. So you can't play with your boys.
Exactly. You know, but PSA: if you listen to this, don't buy Xbox. Simple as that.
Yeah, I gotta tell my boy, you know. Because of your mistakes, I can't play with you now.
Exactly. The only thing we can play together right now is Call of Duty. Because that's the only thing.
Fortnite. We don't even play Fortnite, though.
Yeah, yeah.
I tried playing Fortnite yesterday, and this little kid was making fun of me, and I got off.
That's wild. Fortnite's pretty toxic. It's pretty toxic. But
I mean, it's not more toxic than Call of Duty.
You
think
so?
Those search lobbies be crazy.
Yeah, that is true. We beat this one team the other day, and they came back, but they beat us by one.
It was a 4v6, though.
Exactly, and they beat us, and there was a 5-6 on win.
Yeah.
So, it was nothing too wild, but Call of Duty lobbies do be toxic, but.
Yeah. Especially shoot the ship.
Oh, but that's my favorite playlist. They should never take that thing back off. They should never take that thing back off. Also, next up we got the shoes. We want to talk about some shoes that are the Cactus Plaid Flea Market Air Force Ones coming up. I don't know if you guys are listening, if you are into shoes or whatever like that, but the shoes that are coming up are pretty dope. This lady also made the Cactus Plant Flea Market Vapor Maxes, and they are such a great design to me. I mean, they're like $2,000 a pop, but I think they're so cool. The little Vapor Max or Nike markings inside of it. And it's a shoe. I love Vapor Maxes. That's my favorite silhouette right now. I love those shoes. Amazing shoes. And I can't wait for more Vapor Maxes to come out. I buy those things all day, every day. I love Vapor Maxes. But I also love Air Forces, and I can't wait for those to come out as well.
Yeah.
So, I will also be posting a picture of those two shoes on the Instagram, so you guys can at least have an idea of how they look.
I just saw these shoes. They got released August 29th. Mm. You're probably not going to like them. It's a pair of fours. It's called Retro Guava Ice. I mean, I think they look pretty fire. I don't know if you're gonna like them.
Oh yeah, those. I mean, I don't like the pink too much, but other than that, I would kill those. I would rock those.
They look pretty fire. I love fours. Infrareds, you know.
Oh yeah.
14s, Ferraris. Yeah. You know, those type of shoes like that.
Those infrareds and bread colorways, best colorways.
Yeah.
Best colorways, mm-hmm. In my opinion. I mean, I love black and red as it is, and the infrared six. It's just a shoe. Like, it's a classic shoe to me.
It's Space Jams are beautiful too.
Yeah. Space Jams? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Space Jams, I love those. Favorite movie, whatever, I don't care. Love those shoes. But yeah, I'm definitely excited for those coming out. Those are gonna make some moves. I don't know if you guys seen the Deadpool Air Maxes that's coming out.
Then you posted them, right?
Yeah, they're already on Instagram. I think those are dope shoes. I love the colorway once again, the black and red, and I love those shoes. They're not Vapor Maxes, but they're Air Maxes, and I also love that design on the top and everything like that. And it's a plus, and I also like the design on the pluses too. So, I'm stoked for those. And I can't wait for those to come out. So, you know, when we make this post, you know, let's talk it up. What your guys like? What you guys are excited for to come out? Stuff like that. Talk it up.
There's a lot of dope shoes that have recently come out. I'm not on top of the game, you know, on top of my game like I used to be. I'm pretty sure you're more of a sneakerhead now than I was.
Maybe a little bit.
Because I used to be telling you about the shoes, you know, like coming up and all that, and some dope shoes. But I haven't really been, you know, I haven't really been buying any shoes recently. Yeah. These 12s right here are pretty dope, though. The Indigo.
Oh yeah, those retros. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little blue and white shoe. Yeah. Go with anything. I love some UNCs.
I like those too. I like the taxis.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I feel that.
Those royal blue, I think. I have a pair of royal blues.
Okay.
I wore them one time to work. These right here are nice. University gold.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty much, if I get a 12, it'll probably be like a one color 12.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
There's a lot of shoes I gotta buy. I've been off the game for a little bit.
Yeah, we'll probably go out to Hibbett one of these days. I love Hibbett. I don't know if you ever heard.
Last night we went to Hibbett not too long ago, and they really have much.
Yeah, they was kind of slacking, but the deals that they have are crazy.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's because, you know, the virus and stuff. Yeah, but probably. They didn't really have a lot last time we went.
Yeah, yeah. But last topic we're gonna speak about that I'm not too excited for, I guess.
I mean, you love this guy.
I don't like 6ix9ine. I respect 6ix9ine. I respect him. I respect 6ix9ine, but I do not like 6ix9ine.
You respect the snitching and all that?
No, I respect that he doesn't give a damn. I don't like the fact that he was posing. You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like it was disrespectful. You know, people always say, like, oh, if they were about to kill your baby mama, your daughter, and stuff like that, hell, then I can understand that. Then, you know.
If you were in his shoes, would you have snitched?
If I was in his exact shoes, I say, like, but I always tell everybody this, though. I would not have put myself in that position. I wouldn't
if you were.
But if I was in that exact position, I guess I would have cooperated. Because if it includes my mama, my people that I truly love, or some niggas that I just had to gang up with, then I could be like, alright, then I'm gonna have to. But other than that, I don't condone it. I don't condone it because he put himself in that situation. He wanted to be this thug, this gangster, whatever like that, to sell his records and stuff. And now he put so much people's lives in jeopardy. And, you know, however you feel about the gang banging or whatever like that, you know, it's whatever. But, you know, sometimes it's a way of life for certain people. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, people are like, oh, you always got a choice. Truthfully enough, but if you raise into that lifestyle, you're going to live that lifestyle. You feel me? And I feel like 6ix9ine exploited that. And
he just be goofing niggas now. Like,
yeah, and now he's living his life while those other folks got how much years in prison. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think that's wild.
You seen the name of his album?
Tattletale. And that's why I respect 6ix9ine though, man, because
he's just taking like a joke. Like, you know, fuck
so
you.
Much people want his head. So much people want his head. And oh my fault. I did that. So much people want his head. And he just doesn't care. He's out here, you know, he's still out here with security, but he's still out here. Regardless, he's still out here. So,
And you know what's crazy to me? I was watching, I don't know if I sent it to you, I was watching a video. And they were asking him, like, if you saw 6ix9ine, what would you tell him? You know, he'd be like, oh, he a rat. He's snitching.
Oh,
you know,
and
I don't like him.
Right behind him.
And 6ix9ine pulled up, and the guy gave him a hug. And he's like, you know, I would have probably done the same thing. But he was just talking shit about 6ix9ine, too.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, it's crazy. I feel like you would do that, though.
Nah, I touched 6ix9ine to his face. Be realistic, bro.
You a rat, but come here, give me a hug.
That I'd probably do. I'd be like, look, bro, you a snitch, but you here. What I'm supposed to do? Like, slap? I'm not gonna slap the kid so I can get myself shot up. What the hell? Nah, but
he was putting on the chain on like the on the fans and stuff.
See, I wouldn't wear his chain. I wouldn't wear his chain.
I would have probably wore his chain. I would have took off that fat ass chain. I would have took off.
Oh shoot!
You know, as fast as I ran in my whole life, you gonna see me right there.
Yeah, that boy from turning Usain Bolt. Nah, I don't know. It, to me, I think he's doing numbers because he is so good at creating clout, and he's been good at it for since he came in, started.
I don't like his music. His music is trash, in my opinion.
I'm not gonna lie to you. When he first came out, people say it's rough, but he did kind of remind me of DMX, some of the old school like screaming rappers, and I like that. Like when DMX is in the mic, like roughing it up and talking his stuff, I like that. But I don't know. I'm not messing with 6ix9ine, man. I'm not messing with 6ix9ine no more. So, you know, just our opinions, though. Just my opinion. You know, we can have a debate about it. I'm so down for that. You know, open discussion if you want to in the chat, inside the comments on the, you know, make a post, or on the Anchor app. You guys can send us messages on the Anchor app. You know, so we can discuss about that too. But like I said, I'm not gonna listen to the app. To the album. I'm not gonna play it, stream it, none of that.
No, I haven't listened to it at all.
Yeah, I'm good.
I barely listen to English music anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And that's another thing about the show. I also wanted to say too, our culture's a little different as far as me and Gabe. You know, I engage with basketball, but it's mostly because of Gabe, and vice versa with the football. We also listen to different music. You know, like I said, I'm American, but I'm also Jamaican based, and Gabe is Puerto Rican.
Oh yeah, but when I put on that Bad Bunny, can't be jamming to it.
There's nothing wrong with some good trap Hispanic music, bro. That good trap Puerto Rican music be bumping. I'm not gonna lie.
You don't even know what they be saying. I looked. This boy dancing over there. Like
no idea. Today I got the food from that little truck, and they were like Ocho Siete, Ocho yeah. Ocho Nueve. And I tried saying it in Spanish. She did not know what I was saying. She had no idea.
I had an order for this, man. He didn't know.
I just had to show her my receipt. So I'm not Spanish inclined at all. But I got an A in my college Spanish class. So do not play with me. I'm smart.
Does that mean that's my stepsister? She almost fell Spanish. It was just kind of embarrassing, you know.
That's wild. Look, I'm gonna take that dub then.
Yeah, take it, you know.
But yeah, you know, that's another thing about the show. You know, you're also gonna get different viewpoints about certain things. You know what I'm saying? Like I like oxtail. I'm telling Gabe to try it out. He's not gonna eat the oxtail. But you know, I'm like,
I mean, you bet me some money. Yeah,
I bet him $10 already. So y'all heard it live. Like y'all can hold this. Like I bet this man $10 if he eat oxtail, I'll give him $10.
You provide the fucking oxtail,
I'll give it to you too.
And you show me the $10. I'll try it. And I'll take a bite. I'll try it. Right. And I'll take the $10. And then you can eat the rest.
Okay.
Alright.
That's a bit. But I think that was a good episode. A little shorter than last time. You know, the first one was a little longer. We just wanted to kind of, you know, show our talking and stuff like that. But as usual, we have fun doing it again. This episode number 2. I had a blast.
Yeah, I like making these episodes. It's only episode 2, but you know, hopefully it's gonna be a lot more.
Yeah, we're gonna keep on improving and grooving and the Instagram is still going up. It's slow. I know the plays that we're getting on our podcast is also very low still, but you know, we gotta start from somewhere.
We can only go up now.
You know? Exactly. So whoever listening, appreciate the love.
Appreciate that. And love on the Instagram too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, also we're about to hit 100. We're gonna make another post about that. We're gonna give away a little gift card. Just sort of, you know, a token of appreciation.
A little Amazon or like PlayStation, Xbox, whatever you guys. Yeah. You know, whoever wins, you decide what you want.
Actually, yeah, you could do that. Decide what you want, and we make it for you. And we'll send you a code. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that was Big Boys episode number 2. And, you know, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate that. Appreciate the love.